KJAN Sports.
It is time for that check of sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. State Boys Baseball Championships continuing yesterday at Principal Park in Iowa City. Class 2A first round action. A late season run continuing for Iowa City Regina yesterday as junior pitcher Ryan Schooley tossed a four-hitter and struck out seven as the ninth-ranked Regals blanked number two Trainer 5-0 in a 2A quarterfinal round game. Schooley says he gained confidence as that game progressed.
At first, it was just the fastball, and I had to get that breaking ball over, and once I started getting that going, it really helped, and that defense behind me really helped, too. They were really solid.
Regina's now won 14 of the last 15 games heading into Thursday's semifinal.
Pitching with the lead, that's something. It's really underestimated. When you have a lead, you kind of loosen up, you feel better, gets the jitters out, and so that helped.
Well, Regina took advantage of a pair of Trainer miscues to score a couple of runs in the bottom of the second inning. And Trainer coach Bob Mantle says the Cardinals just couldn't find a way to solve Schooley.
We could just never quite get settled in offensively. You know, I mean, historically this season, we've been a really good offensive team, but, you know, again, he's good. You know, he's a good, solid lefty, and he competes well, and they just made a few more plays than we did.
Mantle says he was proud of his efforts of his team, despite the loss.
We came out on the short side of the scoreboard today, but, geez, you know, we finished here 32-5. I mean, we set a school record for wins. We didn't play poorly. We just got beat, you know, and like I tell them, this baseball can be a cruel game. Sometimes you can do a lot of things right and still be on the short end. Other days where you can't do anything right and you find a way to win, right? But that just wasn't our day today. It was theirs.
Trainer starter Kendrick Humphreys pitched well but took the loss. He threw four innings, allowing six hits and three runs. The Cardinals made those two costly errors early. As mentioned, they end 32-5 on the year. Also in Class 2A play yesterday, the 7th-seeded and unranked Kemper Catholic Knights pulled off the upset against 2nd-seeded and number 8-ranked Van Meter, winning 5-3 under the lights last night. Taylor Lang shined at the plate and on the mound for the Knights. With the bat, he went 3-for-4 with a couple of RBIs and was a home run shy of the cycle. As the starter, Lang went 6 innings, allowing 3 earned runs on 4 hits. He struck out a sparkling 9 batters in that victory. Cole Halber earned the save, pitching through 2 walks in the 7th. For the Bulldogs, starter Anthony Lohman was untouchable in the first 2 innings, racking up 5 strikeouts over the first 6 outs and finishing the evening with 9. He struggled a bit with command, though, walking 3 and conceding 8 hits, which led to 5 earned runs charged to his name, along with the loss. Van Meter wasted no time getting on the scoreboard in the first inning. J.J. Durflinger ripped a triple into the right center field gap and scored on an RBI groundout by Drew Gordon to give his team a 1-0 lead. Kemper Catholic snapped back in the third inning. Lang came up with the big hit, tripling in 2 runs to give the Knights a 2-1 lead. Kemper Catholic tacked on another run by scoring on a delayed steal to extend their lead to 3-1. The Bulldogs tied Kemper Catholic with a 2-run 5th inning as Sam Thompson got the scoring started for Van Meter on a passed ball. Colby Bogey then singled in Carson Rhodes, who reached base with a double to make it 3-all. The Knights loaded the bases in the top of the 6th inning with nobody out. After the next 2 batters struck out, Kemper Catholic looked like it might squander a huge opportunity, but Dawson McDermott came through for the Knights. Down to his last strike with 2 outs, McDermott dumped a single into center, driving in 2 runs to push Kemper Catholic up 5-3, and that was a lead the Knights wouldn't give up. Kemper Catholic searching for its first state championship in 9 appearances in Des Moines. That victory pushed the Knights' current win streak to 8 games. Van Meter's loss snapped a 7-game win streak entering Monday's game. The state tournament appearance was the Bulldogs' 3rd in the last 4 years and their 5th overall as they end at 30-5. Kemper Catholic will play Centerville, which won in an upset last night as well in the semifinals. Centerville beat Esterville Lincoln Central in 8 innings, 3-1 last night. Also, Beckman Catholic advanced with a 7-1 win over Denver. Today's action at the state tournament, Assumption plays Bondurant Ferrard, open up the 3A portion of the tourney. That's at 11 this morning. Wallert will face off against Marion at 1:30. Bishop Heelan Catholic plays Seidel at 5, and Harlan faces Oskaloosa at 7:30 tonight in action in Des Moines. Well, the Western Iowa Conference announced its all-conference baseball and softball teams for the year. Their softball all-conference selections on the first team, pitchers Sidney Huseman of Trainer and Abby Carlson of Logan Magnolia, catchers Danny Gokenauer of Logan Magnolia and Madeline Ditchler of Trainer, Hannah Collins of Missouri Valley, first base, first teamer. Infielders include Kylan Strait of Logan Magnolia, Peyton Spohr of IKM Manning, Jenna Peschel and Megan Wilson, both of Logan Magnolia. Outfielders are Kaylee Finnegan of Trainer, Kenzie Kennard of Logan Magnolia, and Taylor Cron of IKM Manning. Peyton Gross of IKM Manning named as a utility player. Second team selections include pitchers Paige Livermore of Missouri Valley and Ashlyn Cook of Mo Valley, Zoe Melton and Samantha Brick Melton of IKM Manning and Brick of Tri-Center were the catchers. Among the infielders on the second team, Grace Youngren of IKM Manning, Lauren Shapcott of Underwood, Missouri Valley's Lexi Cook, McKenna Waffle of Trainer, and Paige Gaskill of Missouri Valley. Outfielders are Emma Bonnet of Underwood, Asia Hughes of Missouri Valley, and Jill Manhart of Tri-Center. Reagan Stevie of Missouri Valley was the utility player. Baseball first team selections from the Western Iowa Conference this year include pitchers Kendrick Umphreys of Trainer and Jared Wilson of Missouri Valley, catcher Connor Lang of Missouri Valley, Mickey Williamson of Audubon, the first baseman, infielders Jared Johnson of IKM Manning, R.J. Harris of AHSTW, Brett Daly of Trainer, and Caleb Harrison of Tri-Center. Outfielders include Isaiah Humphrey of Underwood, Kyle Christensen of Trainer, and Chase Contreras of Missouri Valley. Utility players are Tyler Koziel of Tri-Center and Anthony Cordes of AHSTW. Second team picks include pitchers J.J. Martin of Underwood and Josh Lang of Audubon, catcher Dean Bedell of Trainer, infielders Alex Lingle of IKM Manning, Peyton Peterson of Trainer, Nick Ravlin of Underwood, Jackson Nelson of Tri-Center, Bodie Waller of Underwood. Outfielders are Dylan Williams of Tri-Center, Tyler Reboff of Audubon, and Jason Cox of Trainer. Utility picks Blake Hall of Underwood, Brent Pendgraft of Riverside, and Dan Keneally of Tri-Center. In Major League Baseball action yesterday, Randall Grichuk hit a two-run homer. Mike Leake pitched seven scoreless innings, and the St. Louis Cardinals beat the Colorado Rockies 8-2 last night. Elsewhere in the National League, Arizona beat Atlanta 10-2, the Mets over San Diego 5-3, Pittsburgh beat San Francisco 10-3. In the American League, Salvador Perez and Mike Moustakas hit consecutive homers in the 12th inning, and the Kansas City Royals won their sixth straight game, 5-3 over the Detroit Tigers last night. Elsewhere in the AL, Toronto beat Oakland 4-2, Baltimore over Tampa Bay 5-0, Seattle beat Boston 4-0. In interleague play, the White Sox over the Cubs 3-1. It was Houston over Philadelphia 13-4. Cleveland beat Cincinnati 6-2. Miami over Texas 4-0. Dodgers beat Minnesota 6-4. In Pacific Coast League play, El Paso over Omaha 14-6. The Royals helped their pitching staff yesterday as they acquired Trevor Cahill and a couple of relievers in a trade with San Diego as they try to continue to move forward in the AL Central. In what could be a prelude to a slew of Major League Baseball trades at the non-waiver trading deadline, July 31st, the Minnesota Twins yesterday acquired veteran left-handed pitcher Jaime Garcia, catcher Anthony Recker, and cash considerations from the Atlanta Braves in exchange for a minor leaguer. The 31-year-old Garcia is 66-52 with a 3.65 ERA and 808 strikeouts in 176 appearances, mostly with St. Louis. He missed the 2009 season after Tommy John surgery. He's 4-7 with a 4.30 ERA so far this season for the Braves. Ohio State, Penn State, Northwestern, and Wisconsin each placed two players on the preseason Big Ten All-Conference list released on Monday. Buckeyes quarterback J.T. Barrett and defensive end Tyquan Lewis were joined on the East Division team by Penn State running back Saquon Barkley and quarterback Trace McSorley. Indiana linebacker Tegray Scales rounded out the lineup as chosen by the media panel. Northwestern placed running back Justin Jackson and safety Goodwin Igwebuke on the West Division team, while Wisconsin had linebacker Jack Sitchie and tight end Tony Fumagalli honored. Iowa linebacker Josie Jewell also made the West lineup. Barkley's the only junior among that group. Well, Kirk Ferentz enters his 19th season as Iowa's as the longest tenured bowl subdivision coach in the country. He says he's thankful he wound up at Iowa as an assistant in 1981. The Hawkeyes are coming off an 8-5 season, and Ferentz has promoted his son Brian to run the offense. Former coordinator Ken O'Keefe is back as the quarterback's coach as they hope to spark what's been a lackluster offense. Big Ten Conference will triple its primetime national TV exposure during the football season thanks to new deals announced with broadcast partners Fox, ESPN, and CBS. The conference's own network will also expand coverage, adding some new personalities, and feature a 10-year anniversary package this season. That's a check of sports this hour. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.